Hi there. Welcome to another episode in this series of audio support messages for the Sobriety Starter Kit. I'm glad you're here. I'm Casey McGuire Davidson. I'm a certified life coach, and I work with women who are reevaluating their relationship with alcohol and have decided that drinking isn't working in their lives anymore. You can find more about my work and additional support resources on my websites, both HelloSomedayCoaching.com and SobrietyStarterKit.com. But for now, let's get started. In this audio support message, I want to talk about how the mommy wine culture has been created to target us to drink more and to drink more often. And the reason this is important is that the messages and the people around you can make it really hard to quit drinking. We're bombarded with messages that we need to drink. We're told that we need to drink to cope with our busy lives, to relax from our stressful jobs, to tolerate the demands of our children, to bond with our girlfriends, and to connect with our partners. And the reality of our experiences do not match up with the lies we're being told. We're told that drinking will make us feel better. But when you wake up sweaty and queasy, thirsty and tired, and are running out the door to work, drinking doesn't feel like it was self-care. When you're anxious about what you said or you forgot to do the night before, drinking doesn't feel empowering. When your partner is upset about whatever you said or whatever you did last night, it doesn't feel like drinking helped bring you closer together. And when you have a hangover in the morning, drinking doesn't feel like it's helping you cope with the demands of your children. When you look around, thinking that drinking isn't working for you anymore, or when you try to cut back or stop, you're told not to bother. And this is where the problem is. You're told that the way you feel moving about in this world, you're stressed, you're anxious, you're tired, you're sleeping terribly, and you're desperate for your nightly wine. You're told that this is just part of being a modern woman. This is what we all feel. This is what we're all going through. And this actually is why we need the wine, because we feel this way. We're told in a million different ways and at a million different times that despite how you feel, drinking is actually helping you. Drinking is what's holding you together. And then we think, well, maybe my drinking isn't that bad. It's probably not a problem. There's nothing to see here. Let's just move along. Maybe I'll just open another bottle of wine. That'll make me feel less tired and more relaxed. Besides, I look around and that's what everyone else is doing. And it's true. It is not just you. Lots of other women, and probably many of the women around you, are drinking too much. And behind closed doors, they might be wondering if their drinking's gotten out of hand as well. I could quote you all the stats about how women in America are drinking more and more often than their mothers and their grandmothers. I could tell you about how alcohol consumption is killing women in record numbers. I could tell you that the rate of alcohol-related deaths for white women ages 35 to 54, which is the age group I'm in, has more than doubled between 1999 and 2015. And I could tell you that the share of binge drinking is up 40% since 1997 when I graduated college. But you just have to look around to know that this is happening. There's a constant feedback loop between advertising, popular culture, and what our family and friends are doing. And it's escalated to the point that even when we know that drinking isn't serving us, even when we know it's making us feel like crap, we look around and we're told it's normal. We're told that drinking equals empowerment, that it equals sophistication, that it equals self-care, and that it's a well-earned reward for our hard work. But it's a lie. And I think sometimes it helps to get pissed off about it. So I might even swear a little bit here. And if you don't like swearing, maybe skip ahead in this message. Or if you have kids in the room, maybe put in your earbuds. But I think that you need to hear this. This is bullshit. I think you should look at the crap around you and the messages you're being told, and it should piss you off, because it pisses me off. When you see the t-shirts and the socks and the kitchen towels and the wines named Mad Housewife and Mommy's Time Out, you should get mad. Just take a look at Etsy and you can see all this shit in one place. There are t-shirts that say Rosé All Day and socks that say, if you can read this, bring mommy wine. There are onesies that say, my mommy drinks because I cry. And kitchen towels that say corks are for quitters. And I'm not slurring, I'm speaking cursive. Seriously, I'm not slurring, I'm speaking cursive. There's a fucking kitchen towel that says that. There are wine glasses etched with mommy's sippy cup and surviving motherhood one glass at a time. There are signs for your kitchen that say, it's not drinking alone if your dog is home. And they're even selling decals that say, shut up, liver, you're fine. And drunk wives matter. This is bullshit, and it's not fucking funny. This is the crap that's being sold to us to keep us sick so that we will keep drinking. This is the crap we're buying each other as a joke, and it's normalizing drinking a bottle of wine a night, which I did, which is really fucking dangerous. This is the crap that encourages us to keep consuming an addictive substance that makes us sick, and this is the crap that stops us from looking at our drinking and saying, this is making me unhealthy, this is making me sick. This is making me anxious. This is making me lose my confidence and my respect for myself. And the people making the alcohol and marketing the alcohol and selling the alcohol and making these products want us to look at these messages and say, this is fine. This is totally fine. You're totally normal. There is no problem here. Just keep drinking. They're telling us slurring at night is normal. Drinking to tolerate our kids is normal. Not remembering the shows we watched the night before because our brain stopped recording memories is normal. Waking up with a hangover is normal. Drinking a bottle of wine by yourself is normal because corks are for quitters, right? We look at these messages and start to believe that everyone drinks like this, that this is what adults do, that it's empowering and sophisticated and keeps us cool. Keeps us cool despite the fact that our latest hangover has us lying in bed with a queasy stomach and a splitting head when we're late for work and when we have a big meeting. Or when our 2-year-old is crying, or when our 11-year-old needs us to drive him to soccer practice. And also remember that some of these messages are being created to keep us stuck, to keep us stuck in a cycle where things are not right, but to keep us so pacified and mollified that we won't act to change it. We won't demand more. Have you seen that chart? It's been going around the internet. It's called The Hormone Guide of How to Speak to Women. It's supposed to be funny, but it's really not. And it's made for guys, apparently, who need to figure out how to talk to their wives in a way that won't make her angry. So it basically goes down the list of what men can say to women that is dangerous, safer, safest, and ultra safe. So in this chart, asking a woman what's for dinner is dangerous. So instead of asking that or saying, what are you so worked up about? Or don't you think you're overreacting? Or what did you do all day? Instead, guys are shown on this chart that the ultra safe thing to say to their wife in any situation is, here, have some wine. That's the punchline. It's insulting. And it's patronizing, And it's sadly somewhat true. We've been pacified with wine. We've been pacified so we accept and tolerate things that shouldn't be acceptable. We get pacified with wine so we can take on too much and overschedule ourselves and do things we don't want to do. And then we drink to tolerate it all. And we do this instead of changing things. We're giving up our power. We're doing this instead of saying, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do the dishes. I have too much on my plate. I need a day off. I need self-care. I need to hire some help. I need time for myself. Instead of doing things, we're saying to ourselves, to our bodies, to our minds, and to each other, what the chart says men should say to us. We're saying to ourselves, here, have some wine. So this support message is about how to survive mommy wine culture in early sobriety. And as you're stepping away from the wine bottle and you start to think that maybe this is too hard, maybe by quitting drinking, you're denying yourself something that helps you bond with your girlfriends, something that helps you tolerate your children, something that gives you a small reward for the crap you put up with at work. Remember, you're being lied to. These messages were created deliberately to reinforce the idea that drinking is an essential part of the oil that keeps our engine running and keeps us able to cope with all of our first world problems. And it's not true. So as you're navigating the mommy wine culture in early sobriety, remember a few things. Don't believe the hype. Don't buy into the fear tactics or the scare tactics that you won't be fun or that you won't fit in if you don't drink. Watch for the agenda and look out for the subliminal messages behind the drinking mom memes and the kitchen towels and the wine glasses that will hold an entire bottle of wine. And start to recognize and question the pressure being put on you by your friends and your family and your colleagues to drink. Why do they care? Why do they care what liquid you're consuming? Why is drinking the only drug that you have to justify not taking? Why have we all bought into the fact that it's perfectly okay to say, I don't smoke. I quit smoking. Smoking isn't good for you. But if you say you don't want to drink alcohol, everyone around you will try to convince you to just have one. Follow your own path. Do your own research. Listen to your own intuition. Your gut is not steering you wrong. Drinking, especially drinking a lot on a regular basis, is not good for your health, and it's not good for your life. And quitting drinking is the ultimate act of self-care. Quitting drinking will improve the quality of your life, your physical health, your mental health, your looks, your confidence, your sleep, your ability to move forward with and to achieve your dreams and your goals. It will improve your anxiety. It will make you feel more content. It will make you feel more peaceful. Quitting drinking will actually give you everything that you think you're going to get from that bottle of wine. You can do this, and it's worth it. And if you'd like to talk to someone who gets it, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. I'm Casey McGuire Davidson. I'm a certified life coach, and I work with women who are reevaluating their relationship with alcohol. Women who've decided that drinking isn't working for them in their lives anymore. You can find out more about my private coaching work and additional support resources at my website, hellosomedaycoaching.com. And if you want to download my free Sober Girl's Guide to Quitting Drinking, you can find it at sobrietystarterkit.com.